From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Thailand's prime minister said authorities were searching for a suspect seen in security camera footage at the site where an explosion in the country's capital late Monday killed at least 22 people and wounded 120 others. VOA's Barry Newhouse is in Bangkok.
The bomb itself appears to have been a pipe bomb that was left at the shrine. Police at one point said they thought it was from TNT, and they are looking for a woman who was seen at the site. But right now, there are no groups that have claimed responsibility for it. Political leaders from all sides of the spectrum in Thailand have come out to condemn the attack. And so I think we'll find out in the coming days sort of where this investigation is headed.
The bomb hit central Bangkok's crowded commercial Ratchaparasong intersection close to the popular Erawan Hindu shrine. Authorities said foreign victims from the bomb blast included 4 people from China, 2 from Malaysia, and 1 from Singapore. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir Monday declined to sign a peace deal aimed at ending the country's civil war. He told mediators in Addis Ababa that he needs more time before he'll sign the agreement. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta remains optimistic.
I believe we have made progress today. I believe we have made substantial progress. We have had some of the parties sign, but even the government has initialed this document. And by initialing, that shows also commitment.
Rebel leader Riek Machar said he was surprised by Mr. Kiir's decision, insisting it is a good agreement and more time is not needed. The UN says the conflict in South Sudan has killed thousands and displaced millions. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi voiced concerns Tuesday about the removal of Parliament Speaker Shay Man as chairman of the country's ruling party last week. Speaking as lawmakers gathered for their final meetings before elections in November, Aung San Suu Kyi described Shay Man's purge from leading the Union Solidarity Development Party as undemocratic. President Thein Sein, who ousted Shay Man as part of a major political shakeup ahead of the vote, is not running for re-election as a parliamentary candidate, but could still be a nominee for president. Indonesian officials say there were no survivors from a plane that crashed Sunday in the eastern part of the country.
Basarnas beserta potensi SAR yang ada di Timika.
Search crews reached the crash site of Trigana Air Flight 267 in Papua Province for the first time Tuesday, after being delayed by treacherous terrain. They reported the plane was totally destroyed. The plane disappeared from radar screens shortly before it was supposed to land in Auxibel. President Joko Widodo told reporters after the crash that he has instructed the Transportation Ministry to improve aviation safety to prevent further crashes. Bangladeshi authorities say they have arrested 3 suspected Islamic militants suspected in the killings of 2 prominent secular bloggers. A spokesman for Bangladesh's Rapid Action Battalion Force told reporters on Tuesday that they have arrested 3 active members of the outlaw Islamist group the Ansarullah Bangla Team in Dhaka on Monday. One of those arrested is a British citizen. He said they are suspected in the killings of 2 of the 4 secular bloggers who were hacked to death in Bangladesh since the start of the year. A report filed with a U.S. federal judge says a review of the emails of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has found that as many as 305 of them could contain classified information. The State Department filed the report on Monday following a review by intelligence officials assigned to analyze the emails from Clinton's private server, which she used to send and receive messages during her tenure as Secretary of State. The emails found to possibly contain classified information will be turned over to other federal agencies for further evaluation. Clinton has insisted she never sent any information that was classified and that she never received any information from others that was marked classified at the time. Hillary Clinton is now frontrunner for the Democratic Party nomination for president. Pakistan's military says at least 50 militants were killed Monday during airstrikes along the Afghan border. A military statement says the airstrikes in 2 areas of the North Waziristan tribal region also destroyed an ammunition cache. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.